was the night before Christmas at the Rhode Island State House, and not a creature was stirring or clicking a mouse. The stockings were hung from the chambers with care, in hope that St. Nick soon would be there. Speaker Nick, no saint he, was up on the third floor, counting his mail ballots with glee. Governor Gina had a touch of the flu. She was warmer than cooler than warmer again, yet buoyed by reports of jobs anew. The 195 land was glistening, but across town at the Superman building, no one was listening. The lobbyists huddled near the Christmas evergreen, on Goldberg, McMahon, and LaRoche, on Farrell, Murphy, Boyle, and Rosati. They trimmed their campaign checks to the tree. These folks know that in roadie politics, nothing is free. 'Cause up on Smith Hill, the lobbyists trill. The next round's on me at the Capitol Grill. Then into the rotunda walked Lieutenant Governor Dan McKee, and those gathered round exclaimed, "Who he?" When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, the Senate went out to see what was the matter. Senator Miller was in need of an ounce of good piva weed. But Rhode Island legal pot may not be nigh, but you can go to Massachusetts for a hassle-free high. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the polls below. Majority Leader Joe Shikarchi was all aglow, backslapping and winking with those in the know. The talk show hosts babbling on pro were running a bit late, telling us all who to hate and that Trump's great. With a little old driver so lively and quick, lawmakers knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. They watched the sleigh rock and roll as Santa set his GPS to avoid the toll. The truckers watched the sleigh ride, figuring money for roads will come out of their hide. Buddy's gone and crime is down, but you can still hear him on the podcast Crime Town. Gordon Fox stuck in jail, Dan Doyle out on bail. Chris Paxson is up at Brown, trying to patch the rift between town and gown. Roger Williams Park may be a tough location, but they're improving it with help from the Rhode Island Foundation. In Burrillville, they expect snow, but they don't want the power plant, even if it comes with dough. In Tiverton, they're filling the slots with the folks at Twin River calling the shots. The Block Island Wind Farm is quite a thrill until you pay your utility bill. In Providence, if you need a favor, you gotta put in a call to a guy at City Hall. Every time you think you've got it tough, you could be Sheldon Whitehouse or Jack Reed playing every shot from Republican Ruff. Theater lovers flock to Trinity in the Gam, while basketball fans root for the Friar and Ram. When the reindeer finally appear, head to Murphy's. Ruthie will pour you a beer. If you're up on Smith Street, head to Patrick's for an Irish meet and greet. If Italian food's your wishes, go to Federal Hill for a feast of seven fishes. For the first time in many a year, it's Christmas Eve and Hanukkah too is here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to folks near and far from all of us here at RIPR.